Chicago Progressive suddenly closing gap after 10,000 votes found in Cook County State's attorney race. By Warner Todd Houston on March 25, 2024. The Progressive candidate for Cook County State's attorney is suddenly closing the gap in his primary election after more than 10,000 votes were suddenly found in Chicago. The Chicago Board of Elections added more than 10,000 votes Saturday after Director Max Bever claimed the board somehow forgot to count mail-in votes. In adding up the total number of vote-by-mail ballots the board had received back so far, I mistakenly left out additional ballots that had been received back via USPS the evening of Monday, March 18, Bever said, according to WBBM-TV. I traded speed for accuracy in reporting out numbers this week as quickly as I could. I truly regret this error on my part and for the confusion that it has caused the voters of Chicago. I will share updated numbers only when they are accurate and verified, Bever claimed. The office claims that 368,990 ballots were cast after the new votes were added, bringing the citywide turnout to 24.44%. There are 1,509,554 registered voters in Cook County. Currently, Eileen O'Neill Burke leads Clayton Harris 3 by a close 4,771 votes. But Harris, the progressive candidate backed by the Democrat Party, has been steadily closing the gap. Harris is also endorsed by many unions and the Cook County Democrat Party chairman. For her part, O'Neill Burke has campaigned as being tougher on crime in a city that has suffered a rising crime rate. In January, for instance, O'Neill Burke said, "We have people in business leaving every day because of crime. Make no mistake about it, the economic viability of Chicago is on the ballot this year." O'Neill Burke also had a fundraising advantage going into the election, the Associated Press reported. With the advantage that the Democrats have in voter registration in the country, the winner of this Democrat primary will likely become the next state's attorney in November. The election is seeking to replace George Soros-funded Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox, who announced that she was not running for re-election after taking criticism for her soft-on-crime policies. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.